Anyway, if you would go to chapter 26, verse 12, Proverbs 26, 12, it says this, "Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him." So a person who thinks that they're wise and is not, he says that's worse than a fool. There's more hope of a fool than him, one that's wise in his own conceit. You say, well, why does that have to do with laziness? Well, let's keep reading. It says, "The slothful man saith, there's a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. Then do like David did, grab it by the beard and sock it in the face and go to work." You know, but it's just an excuse. It says in, you know, we have guns. Shoot the lion and go to work. But it says in verse 14, "As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed." You know, you picture a door that's not shut all the way. And the wind is kind of just like, you know, just kind of like whining, rolling over again. That's the picture here. "The door turning on its hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom. It grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth." And then look at this in verse 16. "The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason." Now tie that in with verse 12. "Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There's more hope of a fool than of him." And then in verse 16 it says, "The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason." Telling me that the sluggard, not only is the sluggard a fool, he's worse than a fool. He's also a know-it-all. He's also very wise in his own conceit. He thinks he knows everything. You know, he's, you know, and boy, have I run into people like this.